Ann Palmer is in with me from Customize Your Quit. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate
that. Thank
you
for having me.
Now, Ann is very versed and in helping people quit smoking. So today is the Great American Smokeout. And I was telling somebody about that earlier, and he says, what, they still do that? Well, you know, lung cancer, smoking, the health problems associated with it, they're still around. So there are people who are looking to quit. They've thought about it. Yes, I know I should. You know, it's like me and weight. Yeah, I know I should. But when it comes to smoking, maybe they don't have the right motivation. Maybe they don't know how. So that's who we want to talk to today. If you or somebody you know is thinking about it, would like to quit, this is a day to at least start thinking about it, right, Ann?
That's exactly right. This is a great day. This is a day for people. It's a day of celebration for people who have already quit. It's a day of hope and motivation for those who are thinking about it, who are maybe pre-contemplative of quitting, and it's a day of action for those who are actually ready to take the jump. You know, but I think it's important to note that, yes, this is a great day, but quitting smoking is a process, not a single event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state of mind. It's a commitment. It's when you've reached that decision that, yes, you may have tried many times before and failed, but you have not given up. And so you're going to keep trying and keep trying. And they do say it often takes up to 9 attempts to actually succeed at quitting. The trick is to stay hopeful, to stay positive, to stay commitment, you know, stay committed to the process, to really care about what you're doing to yourself, what you're doing to the people around you, to your loved ones, to the planet. It's a big issue. Tobacco is a really large issue. Sometimes we tend to think of it just in terms of our own personal relationship with tobacco. But it's really helpful, and I always try and encourage my clients to learn everything they can about the big picture as well. Sometimes that can help us get over that hump of personal guilt, personal fear, when we realize how much of a bigger problem this is and why we're doing what we're doing.
The you really hit a point about caring enough about those around you that you're with day down to day. You know, if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for your family.
And yet, it's super important to do it for yourself. The trouble is, if you do it for someone else, the minute that they annoy you, disappoint you, whatever, it's like, well, I'm going to go back to smoking then. And this happens frequently. That's a frequent cause of relapse when people have had a fight with the person that they quit for. So it's really important to quit, first and foremost, for yourself. This is a very personal addiction, a very personal habit. So you've got to be motivated by, you know, by your own needs to quit.
What can draw a person to that epiphany of, you know, this is my cutting off point?
Sometimes it's a long, slow process. Many times people are inspired by the onset of health issues that have been building for years and years and years, but they were able to ignore it, put it off. Now suddenly they're having trouble breathing. They can't pick up their kids properly. They're starting to get their fear. Fear becomes a big motivator. When we're young, we push away the fear. We don't think about the fear. We think about, ooh, it's edgy, it's cool. We're victimized by massively intelligent and effective marketing and advertising by the tobacco industry. And they specifically get you when you're young, when you're not ready to make those decisions and you're not drawing the line between what you're doing today and how you're going to feel 20, 30, 40 years from now. Normally, by the time I see people, they've been smoking for years, and they are miserable. They are desperate. They've tried. They've lost hope. Now they've decided, oh, my God, I really do need help. And there are an enormous amount of resources out there. There really are, for people who are serious about doing it. But I really advise people, don't even start it until you're ready. Because then if you say, well, I'm going to try to quit today, and then you don't, now you've got even a greater sense of failure.
It reinforces the negative self-image and, you know, and self-worth, or lack of worth, that kind of thing.
That is exactly right.
Yeah, my mom struggled with it for years and years and years, and she tried to quit 3 or 4 times, mm-hmm. and finally was successful in doing it, but boy, it was a real struggle.
It's a struggle, and I've watched it hundreds of times. I mean, it truly is a struggle. It's a real challenge. But it really helps going into the challenge to frame it in a positive term, that what you're doing here, you're not giving up your best friend. You're losing your worst enemy. So how we frame the conversation about tobacco is very important, and how we frame it to ourselves, the conversation we have, because every smoker has that internal dialogue going on. Gosh, you know I really shouldn't be doing this. I know this is really bad for me, but I just can't stop. And I like to smoke. As long as you're telling yourself that you like to do this, the chances of you quitting are slim, because you will find ways to sabotage your efforts. So it really helps to have to be in a supportive atmosphere, to have people around you who are encouraging. You want people around you who are not lecturing you, not judging you. It's, you know, you really need that kind of environment. Very helpful. The more you know about tobacco, you know, knowledge is power. The more you know, the easier it is to say, oh, my heavens, what am I doing? And here are all the reasons why I'm going to quit and how I'm going to quit.
So let's talk about where we go to get some of that knowledge. Websites, et
cetera? Websites. There's websites. There's quit lines. I mean, every state has a quit line 24/7. Full of, you know, very knowledgeable people. There are websites galore. There are, and what's really encouraging is that there's a lot of youth groups, not so much in Bend. Bend has, unfortunately, a higher rate of youth smoking than, we're really above the average. And the state of Oregon is above the national average. So people in Bend think, oh, you know, nobody smokes in Bend. Our kids are smoking. And the only way to really stop smoking is to stop kids from smoking, because they're the next generation. They're the next generation whose bills are going to come due, and everyone else is going to pay those bills, including those people. So we need to think of it in terms of generation. We also need to think of it in terms of class. It's just a fact that at this point in time, smoking is primarily an activity or a habit or an addiction among the lower social economic segment. One in four of every person who makes less than $15,000 a year is a cigarette smoker or a chewer. One in four of every person who doesn't have an education beyond high school is a cigarette smoker or a chewer. One in three people with mental health issues is a cigarette smoker. So it really targets people with the least amount of resources to fight it, which is really, you know, which is really a problem. And they know what they're doing. The tobacco industries prey upon the weak. And they're considered the weak because they don't have the resources, the money, the education, the opportunities that the higher end populations do, who barely smoke anymore. And so it doesn't get the attention either that issues that affect people with more money and power have.
So we've come a long, long ways from Now Voyager back in the early 40s, the movie where Paul, whatever his name is, had two cigarettes in his mouth and lit them so romantically and gave the other one to Betty Davis. And it's just, it's complete change.
It is. And that was a very carefully crafted image by the tobacco industry. This is not actually a sexy thing to do at all. So they went the opposite and they turned it into a sexy thing to do. They turned it, they romanticized it, they glamorized it. They spent a lot of money putting themselves in movies, on television, the silver screen. The more we see it, the more we want to do it. They, give big money for celebrity endorsements. They very carefully crafted this image. It took years and years and a lot of people to die before people's going, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not sure that this is very glamorous. What you don't see a lot of are the images of those glamorous people 30, 40 years later. They don't look so glamorous anymore, if they're even still alive. The industry has been very good at keeping those images under wrap and just promoting the youthful, sexy. And then they do the whole thing about, oh, it's edgy, it's rebellious. They approach youth with, you know, this is your right. You know, you're an adult now. You can make this decision. It's anything but, independent producing. What you're doing is becoming a slave to big tobacco.
All right. So today is the Great American Smokeout. That's why we've spent time today with Ann Palmer. Customize your quits. And for more information, you've got a website?
I do. Customizeyourquit.com.
That's pretty easy to remember. So I appreciate it very much. Ann Palmer with us today, FM News 100.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.